Thank you for joining us again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit, an entity of benevolent woman. This is episode number 17, and this one is entitled, God's Patience is Wearing Thin. This morning, as I commune with the Lord, He took me to another place in His Word in Ezekiel 12, 13, and 14. The Lord prophesied that the people would be forced to leave their homes and places of refuge, and some will be devoured by the sword, famine, predatory beasts, and disease. That the false prophets who have destroyed the righteous and uplifted the evil, causing discouragement and death for the former, and a false sense of security for the latter, will receive their recompense along with the inquirer that is willing to believe a lie, because they prophesy peace when there is no peace. They love their idols, then choose to come to God's prophets in times of trouble or double-mindedness and say, "What does the Lord say?" The Lord will answer them Himself. And they will no longer be able to say that these things will not come upon us for years. In other words, we won't see it in our lifetime. Where in times past the Lord spared the sinners with the righteous, He will no longer do so. The good and upright will be spared, and not even son or daughter or mother or father that are unworthy will be absolved. The unrighteous that may be spared will be a testimony for their deeds to see if they will accept accountability. And when the upright may think that God is judging them too harshly, their own actions and profane words will speak to His righteous judgment. I pray that He is merciful, but as I have said in times past, God gets tired too. This even applies to His people and the strangers living among them. All will be judged equally, because what we forget most often is that He is not a respecter of persons. That was short but to the point. I thank you for tuning in. We really appreciate you, and we thank you for joining us. Be blessed in God's will for your life.